The mystery virus in China has claimed its first death. An outbreak of a virus causing pneumonia in the Chinese city Wuhan is previously unknown to science. It appears to be belong to the same group as SARS, severe acute respiratory syndrome, and MERS, Middle East respiratory syndrome, which always come from animals. But the population hasn't been identified yet. But luckily, it seems that it can't transfer between humans and is less severe than the previous two diseases. They're currently looking for which animal population it originated from, particularly before the mass migrations associated with Chinese New Year, which can cause diseases to spread. Next up, making food from air. Could it be an agricultural revolution? Finnish scientists are producing proteins with bacteria fed on hydrogen and claim that it can compete with the price of soya, the cheapest protein widely used in animal feed, within the decade. The hydrogen is produced by splitting water with electricity, and so if that electricity comes from wind or solar, the process could run with near zero greenhouse emissions. Overall, the process of converting electricity to food in this is at about 20% efficiency rate, several times that of photosynthesis. Once scalable, the technology could pave the way for a future of farm-free food. And finally, the satellite mega-constellations with threatening astronomy. SpaceX started the decade by sending 60 more satellites to join its Starlink constellation, bringing the numbers up to 180. But there's a problem. The first batch of satellites sent up are far too bright and impacting telescope images by appearing as bright white streaks. Researchers fear that future mega-constellations could have a real impact on astronomical observations, as SpaceX planned to have almost 12,000 satellites in its constellation by the mid-2020s. For reference, currently there are only around 2,200 satellites orbiting the Earth. This is part of a plan to bring high-speed internet across the globe.
Thanks, Harry. So I wanted to add my own little bit of news on the end of this. So obviously I'm from Australia, so I just wanted to chat really quickly about the Australian bushfires that are happening at the moment. So obviously a lot of people have already heard about this. An area about the size, nearly the size of the UK, has been burnt down. Nearly a billion animals, estimated, have died. What else has happened? Like 28 people have lost their lives. Thousands and thousands of people have lost their homes. So I just wanted to do a little PSA of some of the organisations that you guys can donate to if you wish to help out. So I would personally recommend donating to the Australian Red Cross, which has a massive like joint disaster appeal and is helping out in lots of different places and helping the families who have specifically been affected. Donate to the state-based fire brigades, in particular the one in Victoria, just because it hasn't received as much donations as the one in New South Wales. And lastly, I'd recommend donating to animal rescue areas. Specifically, once again, I would suggest Wildlife Victoria or WIRES, like W-I-R-E-S. I think Wildlife Victoria in particular hasn't received as many donations, so maybe they give that one a bit of love. So I'll pop the links to that on the website once this episode goes up. But yeah, let's move on to veganism. So before we get